Let's check in with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to review some of the travel news headlines and get her travel tip of the week. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. Hi, everybody. I hope that the week has gone well for you.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the stories that in the travel world these days. I guess if you're looking for compensation from an airline, it maybe wasn't a good week for you.
No. The Canadian Transport Agency, CTA, has yet to confirm if it will take action against non-compliant airlines, despite calls from air passenger rights experts that it's time to issue harsh penalties. Now, according to the airlines, the complaint doesn't mean wrongdoing by that airline. It's simply a disagreement over the interpretation of those very complex situational-dependent regulations. And that's why the CTA says that this is why they have that complaint process in play. Now, passengers who feel they were wrongly denied compensation can file a complaint with the CTA to help get their issue resolved. The Federal Transport Regulator is currently dealing with a backlog of 18,200 air passenger complaints thanks to a recent spike. And in the 4 months between April and July, the CTA said it received 7,500 new complaints, a significant increase over last year. And travelers just don't understand when they get denied boarding or they are delayed due to cancellation or just the plane's not going on time, why they don't get compensation back for their inconvenience.
Well, it's interesting, the airline's response saying, you know, it's just simply a disagreement over the interpretation. Well, their interpretation is pretty simple. It's not our fault. If you don't like it, go to the CTA. And sure, there's a backlog of 18,000 complaints. So you could be waiting a long time to have your complaint looked at.
Isn't that the truth? But I would definitely suggest keep on it, because if you believe that it needs to be reviewed, continue your strides to be on top of the CTA so that they look at your complaint.
Mm-hmm. And new technology coming to Canada's big three airports. What's that about?
Right. So Calgary, Toronto, and Montreal are partnering with technology provider CETA to help improve the guest experience with the use of a new check-in and gate system. The over 700 new generation check-in kiosks and boarding technology are intended to ease the journey for most of all guests traveling to, from, and within Canada. The new touch points will make it easier to incorporate both contactless and biometric capabilities. And then the new systems are on track to start being installed at all three airports early next year.
We'll see.
Coming soon.
The government's track record on technology hasn't been very good as far as travel goes. Can you say arrive can? let's talk about your travel tip of the week.
Right. So we're just, thinking about your safety in a hotel. And probably the most obvious thing is to lock your door whenever you're inside the room. And that includes deadbolt security chains and swinging security locks. And even if you're running to the ice machine, lock the door anyway. And once you get into the room, always do a quick bed bug check, wipe down any touchable areas with sanitizers, and put your valuables in the safe. And then also avoid speaking your room out loud. You never know who is around you, and if your hotel has the option to leave laundry or food slips on your door, never write your name on it. And if somebody's claiming to be from the front desk, calls your room to confirm information or your credit card, don't say anything. Just head over to the front desk in person to see if it was real and give them the information that way instead.
Good advice, good tips. You can follow Onanta Forbes on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Onanta Forbes, and OnantaForbes.com is her website. Good chatting with you, Onanta. We'll do it next week.
You bet. Take care.